very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
They're playing back.
Clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. This, we didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkin's Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good!
What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rishi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament, on scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc, gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it, shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontaze Roberts! Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow!
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Piqua High School's Garbery Gym, all set to bring you the start of the Piqua Boys Division IV sectional tournament. It's a triple header tonight, featuring Lehman Catholic in Covington in Game 1, followed by Jackson Center and Mississinewa Valley in Game 2, followed by Fairlawn and Triad in Game 3. It looks like three pretty evenly matched games here tonight. And in Game 1, Lehman and Covington, they met in the Piqua High School Holiday Tournament back in December. Covington won a thriller by a score of 47-46. You talk about evenly matched, Chuck. You can't get any closer than that. We anticipate a repeat here in Game 1 tonight.
Yeah, I don't see anybody running away with this. Lehman's got a young man, Seth Rowe, who came in from Anna, played last year for the Rockets, 6'4 junior, is going to give them some depth that they didn't have. I think that's going to make them a better basketball team. But I think this is going to be a terrific game tonight.
The first meeting between the two clubs tied 25-25 at the half. Lehman Catholic was up one after three, 36-35. Before Covington turned the tables on Lehman, 47-46 in that regular season contest. Cameron Lee was really hot that night. He drilled in 17 points for Lehman Catholic. That's his average per contest this year, 10 rebounds per game to go along with the 17 points per outing. Elliot Gilardi rifled home 16 that night. He's at nearly 9 points a game. We did not see Gilardi play in the regular season contest we covered on scoresbroadcast.com when Anna met Lehman Catholic. For the Covington Buccaneers, this team is led by Braden Miller. He is averaging about 18 points a game. He shot lights out, nailed 22 in that 47-46 regular season triumph by Covington over Lehman Catholic. Right behind Miller in scoring is Bradley Wiggins for Covington at 10 a game. He is a fine three-point shooter. We don't expect the threes to be flying in left and right here tonight, but to the team that does warm up making the jump shots will probably win this game. Could go right down to the last couple possessions. Keep an eye on Cameron Lee, Chuck. He can take over a ball game if he has a real good evening.
Well, he's a very athletic young man. He's a great football player, and he's a good basketball player. He has a lot of range. I mean, once he crosses midcourt, you better be guarding him because he will shoot the ball from out there. And if he's hot, he's going to score a bunch of points.
Preston Rogers, I failed to mention him, a 5'11" senior. He's at 10 points per game on the year for Lehman as well. Lehman Catholic will obviously be much more formidable than we saw the Cavaliers against Anna several weeks ago. As I mentioned, Gilardi didn't play that night. Seth Rowe was not participating on the varsity at that time either. So it's a brand new look Lehman Catholic team, which got off to a very poor start at the beginning of the year. In fact, the Lehman dropped, what, 8 of their first 9. Had a very nice end of January, then lost 4 out of 5 to close the season. Did play Miami East very tough, lost the 3. Lost to Fairlawn the final Saturday of the regular season at Fairlawn by a dozen. Lehman was in the game against Sydney for 2.5, 3 quarters in the game played at Lehman back on January 20th. Sydney pulled away late to win that. But we expect a different-looking Lehman outfit here tonight for the opponent, the Covington Buccaneers. Probably 50 points wins the game, hands down.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game at all. I think the team that plays the best defense, keeps the other team from getting the easy putbacks and live ball turnovers for easy baskets. Probably going to be the one that wins the basketball game, which is the way it usually is.
Two fine head coaches, Matt Pond for Covington, Tim Gleason for Lehman Catholic. Our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also say thank you to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn. In Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, owned by Jolene Rinderly, will help make your ideas come to life. And gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc. In Anna, it has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Lehman Catholic in Covington, game one of the Pickwa Boys Division 4 sectional tourney upcoming. We've got the starting lineups in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game one of the Pickwa Boys Division IV sectional tournament. For the visiting Covington Buccaneers, wearing the black with white numerals, the guest on the scoreboard here at the Pickwa Garber Gym. Chad Yohe is a junior. He starts out front, the 5'9 point guard. He's joined by Zach Parrott, 6'4 senior post player. Nathan Lyle, 6-foot senior guard. Braden Miller, leading scorer on the team, 6-foot-1 inch senior. He's out front. Brad Wiggins at a forward spot, 6'2 and a senior. As I mentioned a few minutes before, Matt Pond, the longtime head coach at Covington. for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. The opening five, Seth Rowe, 6 feet, 5.5 inches tall. Bryce Kennedy at a wing, 6'1", a junior. Elliot Gilardi, 5'11", a junior, at guard. Preston Rogers out front, 5'11", a senior. And Cameron Lee, 6'3", a senior. He'll play all over the floor, Chuck. He is multifaceted, very talented. He'll take it to the rim, he'll rebound, and he'll jack up the long three ball.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good background. It's a good shooting gym. It always has been, and it's a good place to shoot threes. So a team that shoots threes well has an advantage in this gym.
Going to be very interesting to see who guards whom. You've got Braden Miller for Covington, Cameron Lee for Lehman Catholic. I doubt that they'll be matched up against one another.
Well, Covington, and I haven't seen them this year, but in the past, they've been mainly a zone team.
Yep.
So we'll
yep.
see if that's what they play tonight. Matt Pond likes to play some man-to-man. I know he did at Tip City, but here, you know, with not quite the athletes he had at Tip, sometimes he likes to play some zone.
We'll check out the defenses after the opening tip. We're all set to go. Lehman Catholic will move from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. And the opening tip is up in the air, won by Covington. In backcourt, it's Yohe, 35 feet away. Yohe picked up by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Preston Rogers. Ball thrown near side to the three-point shooter for Covington, and he sinks it. Brad Wiggins chucked one in, a 22-footer, and right away Covington draws first blood, 3-0. Lehman Catholic wasn't guarding too tightly out on the arc. And Covington makes Lehman pay at the outset. Cavaliers work the ball to the post to Rowe. Rowe drives toward the basket, scores, and a foul against Covington. Wow, what a feed by Gilardi. Rowe went bolting through the paint, caught it, got the roll off the iron. He's at the stripe, a chance to tie the game.
Coach Pond not a fan of the call, but I think he was so deep, I think it was a correct call.
Free throw by Seth Rowe, bullseye, he hits it. We're tied up at three. A three-pointer from long range by Covington and a three-pointer the old-fashioned way by Lehman Catholic. We're 50 seconds in, tied up at three apiece. Covington with the ball. It goes to Lyle. Lyle gives it up top of the circle to Yohe. Left side pass to Braden Miller. Miller 25 feet away to Wiggins. Outside the arc on the right to Nathan Lyle. Elbow jump shot, fadeaway. It is missed from 16 feet by Parrott. Rebound down to Lehman Catholic. Here's Gilardi down the floor. Good feed on the inside to Rowe. Shot fake, up and good by Rowe. He's got all five for Lehman. 5-3 Cavaliers. A minute 20 gone here in the opening quarter. Here's a drive by Wiggins into the lane for Covington. Hands off to teammate Chad Yohe, and he might have taken steps.
Hey, he shuffled his feet trying to get himself balanced.
6:34 to go first quarter. Lehman Catholic 5, Covington 3. The Seth Rowe show so far for Lehman.
Can you imagine if he was with that group still at Anna?
Wow. Lehman Catholic on offense to our left. It's Bryce Kennedy. Gives it up deep in the right corner to Gilardi. Ball tipped away from behind by Covington. Good steal. Here come the Buccaneers roaming down the floor left to right. It's Parrott. Baseline. Overshoots a 10-footer. And Lehman's got the easy rebound. Gilardi to the timeline, fumbles it, got it back. Now to Kennedy. Ball given up 25 feet away to Preston Rogers. Left corner, Cameron Lee yet to shoot. Lee, the leading scorer for Lehman, goes baseline. Awkward banker, miss, no good. Rebound Covington. Buccaneers down the floor to Jiffy. Nathan Lyle dives into the lane. Gives it up back to the three-point shooter. It is short of the mark by Wiggins. Long rebound, caroms right back to Covington. 5:38 to go, opening quarter. 5-3 in favor of Lehman. Covington works against the man-to-man. Being checked out high. On Yohe is Preston Rogers. Ball thrown baseline. A good lean-in shot. Yes, for Covington. It counts. And a foul. Lehman got there late. And a three-point chance here for Zach Parrott of the Buccaneers. We're tied up at five. Rowe picked up the personal for Lehman, his first. Foul shot, curls, in and out, no good. Rebounded by the Cavaliers. Game tied at 5. 5:20 left during the first quarter. Gilardi deep in the right corner for Lehman. Ball lobbed into the lane to Rowe. Goes opposite to Cameron Lee. Fade away from 15. Hit the back iron. Rebound ricochets right back out to Gilardi. Lehman still controls. Gilardi goes baseline. Feeds into the lane to Rowe. He's double-teamed. Swiped by Covington. Cross-court pass by the Buccaneers, who hustle it down the floor. It's Yohe. Yohe into the right corner to Wiggins. Long fadeaway trifecta. Hard. No good rebound, Covington. And to the rim go the Buccaneers. A hacking foul against Lehman. Good effort by Zach Parrott on the offensive glass for Covington. He gathered the board, scooped it toward the iron, was chopped up on the arm. He's got two foul shots coming. First one is short. Isn't it funny, Chuck, how teams can shoot the three so well, but be an 0-for at the free throw line?
Yeah, I don't know. It is mind-boggling.
Second foul shot, Buccaneers. A lot of rim. It is good. Parrott got the friendly bounce on that one. 6-5, Covington, 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. Foul line, Preston Rogers for Lehman. Goes baseline to Rowe. Down inside to Lee. Oh, Lee's got it. Point blank range and sticks it in. Rowe made the extra pass. He had a short corner shot. Passed it up for an even better one for Cameron Lee. And Lehman leads it 7-6. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. Covington's got the ball 25 feet away. On the dribble for the Buccaneers is Wiggins. And the ball is splashed away from him from the backside by Gilardi. It goes out of bounds. Covington throws back in. It's deflected by Rowe. He steals, feeds a teammate. Down the floor, Bryce Kennedy for the two. Nice interception by Lehman, which is up 9-6. We played nearly 4 minutes opening quarter. Covington won the regular season match by one. Here's a baseline drive by Parrott for Covington. He's in traffic. Rowe blocks it out of bounds. Good play by Seth Rowe. Just short of 4 minutes gone, opening period. Lehman Catholic up three, trying to avenge the 47-46 setback to Covington in the regular season. Ball lobbed in 25 feet away to Lyle. Lyle on the bounce, now goes to Chad Yohe. Between the rings to Braden Miller. Looks like Lehman Catholic's in his zone, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they moved. They were playing man. Now they're in a 3-2.
Uh-huh. Head coach Tim Gleason shifting defenses for the Cavaliers, and it's got Covington stymied momentarily. Ball goes to the short corner to Nathan Lyle, throws it on top where Gilardi picks it off for Lehman. He fakes the pass, goes all the way to the rack, lays it up, no good.
Wow.
Strong rebound. Good. But Cameron Lee.
That's the athleticism we talked about.
Oh, what a nice play by Cameron Lee. 11-6 Cavaliers. Ball thrown into the post to Parrott for Covington. Feeds on the arc to the three-point gunner. It is missed by Wiggins. Rebound is tracked down in the corner by Covington, which resets the attack. Here's a dribble drive into the lane. Awkward left-hander by Miller. Hit the back brace. Rebound comes way out to Gilardi. Down the floor to Kennedy. Kennedy up and under for Lehman. Got it on the run. Covington needs a timeout. And they get it. Lehman, Catholic Cavaliers, 13. Covington, 6. 2:57 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack with Chuck at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, game one of three tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, as we bring you the opening evening of the Pickwa Boys Division IV sectional tournament. Lehman Catholic 13, Covington 6, 2:40 left to go opening quarter. Covington with the ball straight away. It's Nathan Lyle. On a weave, it goes to Miller to Wiggins. Hand off to a teammate. Here's a long 18-footer by Zach Parrott. Lot of rim, hangs on the iron, and comes off. Taken down by Kennedy of Lehman, who tries to build on the 7-point cushion. Straight away outside the arc, long 3-pointer is in and out. No good. Tough break by Bryce Kennedy of Lehman, who was down below the rim and snapped out. Covington, 4-court right. Deep in the corner It is Gray Harshbarger in the game now, 6 foot junior. Gives it up between the circles to Parrott. Covington hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes. Here's a baseline feed to Parrott, to Harshbarger. A lot of congestion, and Lehman with another steal. Cavaliers have generated at least 4 thefts so far in this game. Outside the arc, it's Kennedy. Kennedy launches for Lehman, way short. He knew where it was going. He got the rebound and dumped it inside to Cameron Lee for another deuce. 15-6 in favor of Lehman. Minute 35 to go, first quarter. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers off to a very good beginning here tonight. Here's a shot fake in the lane by Covington. It is Lyle. Then he finally threw it up way strong. Rebound Lehman. Outlet to Cameron Lee, 1-on-4. Pulls up and rims the 15-footer. Rebound down to Covington. Here come the Buccaneers. Wiggins on the go to Miller. Long three, deep one, right corner by Covington. It is rolling off by Parrott. Loose ball rebound below the rim, tapped out by a white-shirted Cavalier. 1:08 to go in the first. 15-6 Lehman. And Chuck, we're so right. It's a lot better looking Lehman team than we saw at Anna over a month ago.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they're very athletic, and they're playing great defense right now.
It certainly does not resemble an 8-14 club that went 500, 4-4
no.
in the Northwest Central Conference. Covington with the ball. Here's a screen set deep in the right corner for Braden Miller, leading scorer on the year. It is in and out, no good. Rebound in the lane, though, by Covington. Nice feed down low on the left, and a basket by Harshbarger. 15-8 in favor of Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers' biggest lead was 9 a moment ago. Here's a turnaround left-handed shot in the lane by Connor O'Leary, 6'4 junior in for Lehman. It's short of the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Buccaneers, who enter the ball into the post. Going up and under on the play. Harshbarger again hit the bottom of the board. A scrum for the loose ball. A tie-up. And who benefits from the arrow? Lehman possession with 31.7 to go here in the first. 15-8 Cavaliers. Covington sets up defensively. Lehman will bring it down and more likely will play for one.
Yeah, I would think so. 29 seconds.
Here is Gilardi running the show at midcourt. He's on the bounce. Comes near side, 25 feet away to Rogers. Right flank to Kennedy. They look for Cameron Lee flashing in the post. 13 to go. Gilardi has an opening. He drives right down the paint. Missed it. No good. Cameron Lee got the rebound. He is thumped to the floor. Wow. He cracked his body on the hardwood. And I think Cameron Lee is whistled for the foul going over the back of a Covington player, and I'm not sure I understand that call.
I'm not sure I understood that either, but that insult to injury, boy, he got the rebound, banged to the floor, and they called a foul on him. That's his the second, too. That doesn't help.
Boy, that's a difficult second.
I'm not sure I saw that.
Yeah, a tough second foul to swallow. 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a drive down the lane by Miller for Covington. Missed it hard, no good. Loose ball, rebound, left corner, out of bounds it goes. And the first quarter ends. A good one for Lehman Catholic, which is in front of Covington, 15-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Underway in quarter number 2. Covington trailing Lehman Catholic 15-8. Biggest lead for Lehman in the opening period was 9. Covington's got the ball down to her right. Here's a long three-pointer left corner by Covington. Way short of the mark, not even close. And the long board bounces down to Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers set up shop, top of the circle. It's Preston Rogers. Left corner, Kennedy. Ball high overhead. Kennedy circles on top to Gilardi. Gilardi looks inside. Gets a screen. Little pick and roll with Connor O'Leary. Throws into the right corner, and Lehman drops it on the strike across the way, out of bounds to Covington.
Getting a little sloppy right now.
Buccaneers walking up over the timeline. It's Chad Yohe, the point guard, 5'9", junior. Top of the circle to Clayton Machino is in now, 5'11", sophomore guard. Here's a feed to the cutter. It is Andrew Cates. It is rolling off. No good. Tough break. Rebound Lehman. Fine play set up. Good sharp cut to the basket, but the hasty layup wouldn't go in, and Lehman is an offense to our left. Here is Gilardi flashing to the lane. Pulls up. Missed the 10-footer. We've got pushing below the basket on the rebound. It goes against Covington. Common personal. Fifth foul of this game. Three on Lehman. Two on Covington. 15-8 in favor of the Cavaliers, who will inbound from the left of the basket. It is Preston Rogers looking for help, still looking. Air mails one in the backcourt where Gilardi tracks it down for Lehman. 6:32 to go, first half of the game. Gilardi bounces into the left corner. Here's a drive by Brendan O'Leary, 5'10 sophomore is in now. Then he flips it back on the arc. Ball fed baseline to Logan Bunker. 6'2" junior is on the floor. Back to Gilardi. Goes baseline, short corner, pulls up. Passes below the rim to a teammate. Slapped out of bounds by Covington. Both teams right now, Chuck, featuring very small lineups.
Yeah, they are. Rowe hadn't been out there for a little bit, and Lee has to sit down with two fouls.
Right of the basket, Bryce Kennedy triggers in for Lehman. He looks. Dishes into Logan Bunker. Right back to Kennedy, 25 feet away. Herky jerky move off balance to the lane. Shot off to the right, no good. Over the back on the rebound against Lehman. Speaking of Seth Rowe, he's going to check in for the Cavaliers, who lead 15-8 with 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter.
Scoring drought, both ends of the floor.
Well, we have not had a point scored in this second stanza of this contest. We were 15-8 after the first 8 minutes. That's where we stand now. 25 feet out on the right. Covington's got the basketball. It's Machino. Machino hands to Harshbarger. Here's a long three-point try. Yes! Good-looking bomb. Wow, Miller has got range. That was a 24-footer, leading score on the year. 17 a game for Covington. He shows us why on that shot. Here's a lob pass by Lehman. Down inside to Rowe. He catches with the left hand and then lays it up with the right. Good looking play by Lehman. 17-11. Cavaliers up six. Covington's got the ball at the elbow on the left. Ball fed to Miller, over guarding from the backside against Lehman Catholic's Logan Bunker. 15 foul against Lehman. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left to go here in quarter number two. 6-point lead for Lehman over Covington. Both teams substituting heavily. Covington inbounding. On the dribble, 40 feet away. Point guard Chad Yohe out of Miller. Miller goes baseline left. And he tries to southpaw one up around the edge of the board. It hits the glass. Lehman's away and running. 2-on-1 break. And from behind, stabbed out of bounds by Yohe of Covington. 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 17-11 Lehman. Covington beat Lehman Catholic in the Pickle Holiday Tourney in the regular season by a point, 47-46. Lehman with a significantly different roster at this point. Ball lobbed in to Rowe. Rowe is one of the big difference makers now for the Cavaliers. He spots a cutter. Angling down the lane, it's fed to him. Foul, reach in by Covington as Brendan O'Leary was trying to flip one toward the rim.
He did a good job. He was not going to make that shot, but he made it look like he was shooting to get the two shots.
O'Leary, a 5'10 sophomore, is short on the free throw. This Lehman Catholic team features 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors. Logan Richard and Ryan Schmidt, who don't play a lot, along with Preston Rogers and Cameron Lee, who do perform quite a few minutes. Other than those two, it's a pretty young club. Second free throw, a lot of bounce on the rim, and O'Leary gets the favorable roll. 18-11, Lehman up 7. 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a long three-point try by Wiggins of Covington. It is short, hangs on the rim. Loose ball rebound taken by Covington. Rolled ahead, stolen by Lehman. Here come the Cavaliers, four-court left. Kennedy, 25 feet away, now goes to Gilardi. Fires a pass into Rowe. Defender for Covington fouls him, climbing his back on that play. And Zach Parrott of the Buccaneers. Hey, what, Chuck? When Rowe is on the floor, Lehman trying to get it to him as often as the Cavaliers can.
I agree, and they're getting the ball in a scoring position, and that's a good thing.
And from out of bounds, the ball is lobbed high in the paint to Seth Rowe. He reaches up to Spirit, and it's poked out of bounds from behind by Covington. Lehman tries it again. Kennedy, left of the basket, looks. Peers in, running out of time. Sends one out of the arc to Rowe. Rowe tracks it down. Rowe hands it off deep in the right corner. Feeds it off on the play to Kennedy behind the screen. In and out on the 23-footer. Rebound down to Covington. Here come the Buccaneers. Chad Yohe down the floor. Gives it off on the play to the three-point shooter. And it's in. A long one by Wiggins. Wiggins and Miller can be deadly from behind the arc for Covington. They're starting to heat up. Lehman's lead trimmed to 4, 18-14. 4 to play in the first half. Here's a good baseline drive by Lehman. Up and good by Preston Rogers. Nice play by Preston.
Good, yeah, good baseline drive.
And Covington answers. Super penetration by Nathan Lyle. And he knocks one in off the window. Teams trade two-pointers, 20-16. Lehman up 4. Here's a good feed into the lane by Lehman. Turnaround seven-footer by Brendan O'Leary. Short, no good. Rebound Covington. Open player, baseline right is Lyle. Lyle feeds it out to Wiggins on the arc. He sinks another one. Two in a row by Wiggins. Covington within one. Timeout Lehman. 3:19 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Here we go, the tail end of the second quarter. Covington has made this very interesting. After Lehman Catholic had romped out to a 9-point lead, 15-6, it's now 20-19. Lehman Catholic's lead is just a point. A little over 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Lehman Catholic has the ball deep in the right corner. It's Bryce Kennedy. Telegraph pass, picked off on the play by Miller. Miller down the floor, driving with the left hand, overshoots it, no good. Weak side rebound, yes. Zach Parrott got the goal, 21-20. Covington in front by a point. Here's Lehman's row, high post. Drops it down inside to Kennedy, and Kennedy is swarmed, and it's a jump. Arrow favors Covington. No, Lehman gets it.
I guess you've ridden this long enough without Lee in the game. They've given up their 9-point lead. They're down one. At some point, you need to think about putting him back out there.
Gilardi checks in for Lehman for Bryce Kennedy. Seth Rowe on the floor. No Cameron Lee at the minute. As Chuck noted, he does have 2 personal fouls. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Lehman with the ball, now down one, 21-20. Elliot Gilardi, 25 feet away. Looks into the post, no one home. Ball fed baseline left to Preston Rogers. Gives it out of the arc to Brendan O'Leary. Little jab step,
yep,
and it's ruled a travel.
He did. He moved both feet.
2 minutes, 32 seconds remaining here in the second period. And now Covington tries to inch further ahead, up one, 21-20. Thanks in part to a couple three-pointers in this corner by Wiggins. And now Covington spreads the floor.
They've got four on the game. And we talked that this is if you're a good three-point shooting team, this is a good gym. And they got 4-0 in threes right now.
Yep, Miller and Wiggins for Covington like to air it out from three-point land. And they have really picked up the pace here in the first half. Here's a baseline drive by Lyle of Covington. Then he flips it back out of the arc to Miller. Left side to Wiggins. Long, high archer. This one hits the rim twice, no good. Weak side rebound. Missed on the play by Machino. It comes off the iron to Lehman with 1:47 to go in the first half. And now Lehman down one, 21-20. Only a five-point second quarter for Lehman after the Cavaliers registered 15 in a productive opening period. Top of the circle, O'Leary. On the weave to Preston Rogers. Rogers 25 feet out. Still bouncing it. Machino checks him tightly. Ball thrown to Gilardi, deep left corner. Covington defender hovers over him. It's Lyle. Back on top to Rogers. Deep in the right corner, O'Leary. Foul line. Now Rogers. Left corner, Gilardi. Nice into the lane. Doesn't shoot. Now O'Leary on the arc. Foul line. Here's off baseline right, and curls one up and in around the edge of the backboard. Good maneuver by Brendan O'Leary. Quickly down the floor comes Covington. Zach Parrott's got an opening in the left corner. Goes baseline. Lehman tries to shut him off and fouls. That's the 16th foul on Lehman. 57.7 left here in the second quarter.
Third foul on Bunker.
So Bunker's got three. Cameron Lee's got a pair. Cameron Lee saw about 7 or 8 minutes of action in that first half. That was it. 22-21, Lehman up one. 50 seconds left in the first half. Far left flank, it's Parrott for the Buccaneers. Goes in the left corner to Machino. Machino fakes, ducks under a leaner from 17. It hit the rim and sprayed out of bounds. Here comes Lehman up the floor with 42 to go in the first half, up one. Left-hand bounce at midcourt, it's Preston Rogers. Guarded by Machino. Rogers crossover dribble. Looks for O'Leary. Fake the handoff to him. Picks up his dribble, needs help, goes to Kennedy on the right wing. Ball lobbed way out back to Preston Rogers with 19 to go in the second quarter. Lehman up one, 22-21. Here's a three-point shot by Rogers. Look out. Way short. No good. Ball is off a knee, a leg, into the corner. And Covington got a piece of it last. Lehman retains it with 8.1 to go in the second period. Lehman Catholic will try to get a better shot than it did seconds ago. Ball lobbed to Gilardi at the timeline to Kennedy. Inside the row with four to go. Shot fake. Banker. Good. And that's going to be the end of the first half. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers owned a 9-point lead late in the first quarter, then fell behind by one with under two to go in the second, and then Lehman scored the last four of the second quarter to lead by three, 24-21 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. cameras so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Garvey Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. It's game one of three tonight here in the Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional tourney. Opening evening of tournament play. And Layman Catholic leads Covington by 3 points at the halftime break, 24-21. Don't miss out on the great furniture on display at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. A fine array of a new inventory of furniture coming in always at Goffney. You'll love what you see. Plus, the price is right, too. High quality, and the budget is on target. Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Superb, high-quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Three-point lead, Cavaliers over the Buccaneers, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's a close game. Covington staying in the game by rebounding and shooting threes right here in the first half. Covington was 8 of 30 from the floor and 4 of 10 from 3, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Layman, on the other hand, 11 of 25 from the floor. They missed all four of their three attempts. They were 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Rebounding, a 19 to 18 advantage for Layman, but 10 to 6 on the offensive boards by Covington. Turnovers, 5 by the Buccaneers and 6 by the Cavaliers. Individual scoring for Layman, led by Seth Rowe, he had 9. Cam Lee had 6, all in the first quarter, and then he had to sit. 4 from Preston Rogers, 3 from Brendan O'Leary, 2 from Bryce Kennedy. They scored 15 and 9, 24 for the first half. On the other side for Covington, they were led by Brad Wiggins, 3 threes for 9. They got 5 out of Zach Parrott, 3 from Braden Miller, and then 2 each from Lyle and Harshberger. They scored 8 and 13. They trail it 24-21 at the half.
Covington took a number of lengthy shots. The ball came off the iron long on misses, and Covington was able to create a rebounding disparity, as you noted. Cameron Lee has got to be a big factor third and fourth quarters for Layman.
Well, he has to make sure he doesn't pick up a quick third, but they need him out there. They're a much better basketball team with him on the floor for sure.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 24-21. Layman Catholic by 3 in the lead over Covington on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Layman Catholic 24, Covington 21, 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. We'd like to send out kudos to Carl Arnes, new owner-manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie, after 12 years of outstanding dedicated service provided by Joyce and Dale Barhorst at Brookins. It's now Carl Arnes' turn, and he is doing a great job. It's the same fine menu, fabulous food as always, at Brookins in Fort Loramie, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open too. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and a pork chop special on Saturday nights. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal is a terrific founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight in Game 1, we highlight the seniors for these two clubs, the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Logan Richard, Ryan Schmidt, Preston Rogers, and Cameron Lee are all 12th graders being recognized by LaCal. For Covington, Jeff Murphy is a senior. Zach Parrott and Nathan Lyle are seniors. Nick Reisner is a 12th grader. Ryan Gengler, Brayden Miller, and Brad Wiggins are all seniors as well. These young men recognized by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do not forget, we've got games 2 and 3 upcoming for you here tonight from Piqua. Division 4 boys sectional tourney, opening evening of action. Jackson Center, Mississinewa Valley at 7, Fairlawn Triad at 8:30. Pretty even matchups on paper. Triad, several games over 500. The other three games, or I should say the other three teams in our final two games, right around the 500 mark. Covington with the ball to start the third quarter of play. The Buccaneers lose it. Here comes Lehman down the floor. Racing into the lane goes Preston Rogers. Stops. Feeds to a teammate. Bad pass. Broken up. Stolen by Covington. 2-on-2. Cameron Lee, who's on the floor, doesn't go after the shooter because he's got two fouls. He missed it anyway, and Lehman's got the board. Frenzied pace, opening half minute, but no scoring.
Well, Lehman came out in a trap, and Covington was not prepared for it.
Here's Cameron Lee, sizes up a long one, 25-footer fadeaway, off to the right, no good, and Covington snatches the board. Cavaliers, or I should say the Buccaneers, bring it up the floor into the right corner. Hand it off to Chad Yohe. Into the lane to Miller, leading scorer on the year. He dropped it, picked up by Lehman. Down the floor, Preston Rogers got the feed from Kennedy and laid it through. Six straight points by Lehman, overlapping two periods. And it's 26-21 Cavaliers. Zone defensive look by Lehman. Head coach Tim Gleason hoping that will help protect Cameron Lee.
I'm sure, and I like the fact they came out and trapped that first time and got a steal, and then they're kind of backed out of it. And you pick your spot, especially if you got a couple of guys in foul trouble.
Here's Braden Miller, 25 feet away for Covington. Loops it cross court to Wiggins. He lines up a three and rims it, no good. Seth Rowe has got the rebound momentarily for Lehman, lost it. Miller picked it off, missed a twisting banker with the left hand of the lane, and Lehman gets the carom. 6-point lead, or I should say a 5-point lead for Lehman. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Preston Rogers outside the arc on the left to Gilardi. Long skip pass deep in the right corner, Cameron Lee. Lee picked up there by Miller. Thrown out on top to Kennedy. Under six to play, third period. 26-21, Lehman on top. Preston Rogers penetrates inside the arc, leaves it for Kennedy in the left corner. Finds an open player at the foul line. It's Cameron Lee, and he pops it in from 16. Five-looking jump shot by Cameron Lee. As he received the pass head high, and in rhythm, he buried it. Quickly down the floor, baseline jumper, Lyle, fadeaway Covington, hard, no good. And the ball comes off the glass into the hands of Lehman. Into the forecourt, baseline left to Rowe. He juggles, cannot hang on, out of bounds to Covington.
Let him just a little bit too much because he was open.
5:28 left to go here in the third quarter. 7-point lead for Lehman, which has now tallied 8 in a row since late in the second period. Covington led briefly 21-20. Lehman led early on 15-6. High right, Miller. Open, left-hand jumper. Missed it, strong, no good. Rebound volleyball out of bounds off Covington. Five minutes to go in the third. Gilardi walks it up for Lehman. And the Covington Buccaneers have gone scoreless in the first 3 minutes, 10 seconds of the second half. Top of the circle with the ball, Gilardi knifes into the lane, leaves it behind him for Rogers on the arc. Seth Rowe sets a screen. Let's see if Rogers uses it. He does. Veers a pass right corner to Kennedy. Kennedy jumps, shoots, three-pointer. Little lengthy, no good. Rebound Covington. Here comes Miller. Long lob pass down the floor, broken up by Lee. Loose ball, baseline left, laid in. Nice job, Zach Parrott, Johnny on the spot.
A very good job of body control that time.
28-23, Covington's first hoop for the third quarter. And here's a pull-up shot by Preston Rogers, and he banked it in for Lehman. Nice 10-footer by Rogers, who shook free. 7-point lead restored for Lehman. 30-23, 4 minutes, 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Covington with the ball. Retreating is Yohe, the point guard. He's at the Piqua Indians logo at center court. Again, the zone defense employed by Lehman. And it's worked to the Cavaliers' advantage early on second half. Here's Miller driving through traffic into the lane. Dropped it, got it back. Fed to Yohe. Covington's offense thwarted at the moment. Outside the lane to the left, he goes to Miller. Miller puts it up against the defender. Short, no good. Rebounded by Lehman. Look at Gilardi go down the lane. Scooper, no good. Follow, yes! Preston Rogers got the basket. 9-point game now. Lehman up by nearly double digits. And head coach Matt Pond of Covington gets a timeout. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. On Score is broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The winner of this game between Lehman Catholic and Covington advances on to round two and meets Rushi, a second seed in this Hickwa Boys Division IV tournament. Rushi drew a bye and awaits the winner on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Right now, Lehman Catholic in the driver's seat, up by 9, 32-23, 3:17 to go, third quarter. Covington has netted just one bucket in the second half. New offensive look after the timeout. Braden Miller posts up in the lane. Spin move around Rowe, and he banked it in. Nice athletic maneuver by Braden Miller in the post for Covington out of the timeout. Here's Lehman over and back. Errant throw by Rogers for Gilardi, who could not save it at the timeline.
Well, Lehman gets that 9-point lead, and it kind of seems like they start making a few mental mistakes.
Lehman led late in the first quarter, 15-6. Led before Covington's last field goal by 9, 32-23. Lehman turned it over. Covington's got it back. 2:50 left in the third period. Foul line left. Open player. Parrott. 16-footer. Covington short. Comes down to Cameron Lee for Lehman. Loops it out ahead to Gilardi. Gilardi at center circle. Gets a screen from Lee, who rolls. Ball thrown right corner to Rogers. Down inside to Lee. Lee catches. He's bumped a little bit, but Covington called for steps.
Correct call.
2 minutes, 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Chad Yohe to midcourt for the Buccaneers on the dribble with the left hand. Still his own defensive look by Lehman. It's held Covington in check in the second half. Only 4 points by the Buccaneers in 6 minutes. Ball thrown into the lane to Miller. Baseline left, Parrott around the defender. Overshoots the runner from 8 feet. Kennedy snares the board for Lehman. Outlet to Preston Rogers. Hits a man down the lane. All the way to the rim. Rowe. He's got it. Good looking 3-on-2 break by Lehman, which stretches the lead back to 9, 34-25.
Seth Rowe makes this a dangerous basketball team.
Indeed. And you can bet the Rushi Raiders are looking on a bit anxiously.
They got four coaches over there.
Long three-point try. Short. No good by Wiggins. Rebound in the lane. Miller twisting around Rowe, and he banked it in. Couple bank shots down inside for Miller, the guard for Covington, who's gone to work in the paint in the third period. 34-27. 7-point lead, Lehman. Covington pressing. Kennedy gets free. Hits Cameron Lee, angling in from the right corner, and he scores. Lehman whipping Covington pressure. Another easy bucket. 36-27. Lehman. Here's Miller in the lane. Miller, good bounce pass to a teammate. Yohe catches and scores, baseline left. Fine look by Miller. He attracted the double team, and he got the ball to the open player. 7-point lead, Lehman. Here's a pull-up jump shot, foul line. Preston Rogers, bullseye. Teams are hot right now. 38-29, Lehman by 9. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Miller at the post for Covington. Oh, a good feed down low on the left. Reverse layup in by Nathan Lyle. 38-31, Lehman by 7. 36 seconds to go, third quarter. On the arc, Rogers for Lehman. Throws to Cameron Lee, head of the circle, picked up by Miller. He puts it on the deck. Lee jostled a bit down the lane. Two-shot foul for him as one-on-one, Covington was unable to guard him. Cameron Lee at the stripe for Lehman, which leads this game by 7, 38-31, with 25.5 to go here in the third quarter. A pair of shots for Cameron Lee. The first one is a brick off the front iron. Couple of substitutions. Yohee and Parrott out for Covington. Harshbarger and Machino back in. Cameron Lee's second free throw is through. And Cameron Lee sits down in favor of Bunker. Under a half minute to go in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic 39, Covington 31.
Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of free throws. Kind of the kind of game I like to watch.
Yeah, only one foul in the second half, Chuck. That's remarkable. Very quickly played third quarter. Here's a deflection by Lehman in midcourt. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Covington will throw in far side. Playmaker is Braden Miller. He looks. Sends it deep into backcourt to Machino. 16 to play in the third. 8-point lead, Lehman. Ball thrown to the post. Back to the basket. It is caught there by Harshbarger. Then right back to midcourt it comes. To Parrott. Parrott goes left corner with 3 seconds go to the with 3 seconds to go. It's fed to the three-point gunner, Harshbarger, who missed it off the side of the backboard. In fact, the ball may have gone behind the glass.
Yeah, it hit the support.
It was deflected, though, in flight as it left the hands by Lehman. So Covington, with .4 to go, will get the ball out of bounds. Baseline left of the rim.
With .4, you can actually catch and shoot. At .3, you got a tip.
Now the referees will huddle up and determine if maybe an additional few tenths should go back on the clock, because the out-of-bounds call was made a little bit tardy.
1.3.
As the referee determined late that the ball went behind the glass, caught a support. 1.3 to go. So 9 tenths are added. 39-31 Lehman. 1.3 remaining third quarter. Covington inbounding. Below the basket is Lyle. Lyle to the three-point shooter. Miller, he gets it away. A deep three from the extremity. Deep left corner. Barely grazed iron, and the period finishes with Lehman up 8 on scores.broadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. So many thanks to our grand underwriting anchor sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Preston Rogers guns a long three to open the fourth quarter for Lehman. It's short. Covington traces down the rebound. And then Lehman gets a foot on the ball. And Covington will inbound. Forecourt left of the basket, trailing by 8. Inbounded to Miller. Top of the circle, Machino. Right of the lane, it goes to Parrott. Covington behind by 8 points. Below the foul line, it's Miller. He's available. In and out on the 14-footer. Rebound Lehman. 2-on-1. Gilardi. Rogers got it for 2.
Rogers having a good game. That's 14.
Oh, I like this Preston Rogers. He's 4 above his per game average. You give attention to Cameron Lee and Seth Rowe, and Preston Rogers can have a field day. Again, as you noted, Chuck, a lot of blue shirts across the way from Rushi looking on. Lehman Catholic will be a tough opponent for Rushi in the second round if the Cavaliers can hang on and win this one. Up now to 10, biggest lead on the night for Lehman until a three-pointer is lofted in by Brad Miller of Covington. And that whittles Lehman's lead to 7, 41-34. Had been 10, 41-31. 6.5 remaining in the game. Gilardi on the arc for Lehman. Only one foul called in the entire second half so far. Ball thrown right side to Kennedy for Lehman. Lehman fakes left, goes right. Good cross-court skip pass to Gilardi. Look at him go to work. He slices into the lane and makes it with the left hand. And Lehman gets a timeout. 6:19 to go in the game. Lehman up 9 on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Again, so many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company. Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. A lot of gratitude to you people. And to the Jewelry Barn, owned by Jolene Renderly, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. 6:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Covington has the ball baseline right. Here's a shot put up by Lyle off the side of the backboard. No good. And the garbage is covered up on the play by Miller. His 8-footer in the lane skipped off the iron. And then in his anxiety to get the offensive rebound, Miller went through a Lehman player. And you can bet, Chuck, the offense the rest of the way for Covington is going to go through Braden Miller.
I would hope so.
How many points does he have in this contest?
Braden Miller. I don't know. Where is he? He's got 10. He's got 10. Wiggins has 9.
He's averaging 17. So Lehman really has done a pretty good job on Braden Miller. He's dangerous, though. Lehman up 9 with the ball. Forecourt to her right. Here's a good look down inside to Seth Rowe. Fine head fake. Missed it, but he is hit on the arm. 2 free throws for Seth.
I think he took one in the face.
Again, the winner of this game meets Rushi at 6 o'clock Tuesday in an upper bracket sectional semifinal. Lehman Catholic, Seth Rowe at the stripe, and he cans the free one. 44-34, Lehman by 10, matching the Cavaliers' biggest advantage. Second shot on the way in there once more. 45-34, Lehman up 11. 5:37 to go in the game. Braden Miller is on the floor for Covington, but for about the last 5 or 6 minutes, he's been posting up around the foul line in the middle of this zone defense employed by Lehman. Here's a 3-pointer by Covington. It is no good. Blocked on the play by Lehman. Loose ball in the left corner. Lehman got a piece of it last.
I think he threw it off just a little bit of his leg, maybe more of his pants than his leg. But that was a correct call.
Tyler Fraley in off the bench for the Covington Buccaneers. Tried to chuck up a long 3. Lehman got a good piece of the shot. Ball went out of bounds. Covington retains the ball. Down by 11. Here's a line drive 3-pointer right in front of us. Good by Wiggins. Wiggins can be a hot shooter. He nails one there. 8-point lead Lehman. Long lob down the floor to Lee. Up and under. Got it for 2. And a foul by Covington. Chuck, I love the way Lehman has attacked the pressure from Covington.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Adding Seth Rowe to this gives them 3 legitimate scorers on the court. And they can't just key on Lee and Rogers.
Cameron Lee for the 3-point play. It rattles. In and out, no good. Rebound Gilardi. He might have stepped out of bounds baseline left. Or I should say it was Bunker who snared the board. But his toe was on the stripe. And Covington brings it down the floor. Down to 10. 4:55 to go in the game. Buccaneers need to get the ball in the hands of Wiggins and Miller. Here is Yohe. Top of the circle. Foul line. Off-balance shot, 12-footer, no good. Rebound by Lehman. Empty possession for Covington. Deep in the right corner, Preston Rogers. 14 fouls on Covington, none on Lehman. Here's a long lob by Gilardi down inside for Rowe. Broken up by Covington. Ball loose, side of the floor. And it's touched last by a white shirt. Out of bounds to Covington. wearing the black jerseys. 4.5 to go in the game. 10-point deficit facing the Buccaneers. Midcourt dribble. It goes to Lyle. Out to Yohe. Left side pass to Fraley. Ball loose, top of the circle. Through the hands of Yohe. Out of bounds to Lehman. Yep, the Buccaneers have got to make every single possession count. And here in the second half, Covington's only tallied 16 points. Lehman's defense has been stingy. Just over 4 to play in the game. 10-point lead, Lehman. Again, 4 team fouls in Covington. None committed by Lehman Catholic here in the last half of the game. Off-balance drive, Preston Rogers below the foul line. Missed it long, off the back brace. Rebound to Kennedy in the corner. Kennedy back to Rogers, 25 feet away. Now Kennedy on the arc. Goes to Cameron Lee, foul line. Look at him drive. Off balance. Rimmed it. No good, but he's fouled. My goodness, what an athletic play by Cameron Lee. He took two or three defenders with him. Didn't seem like there was any way he could get that horse shot to the basket. It nearly went in. Two free throws for Cameron Lee. 3:50 to go in the game. 47-37, Lehman. Free throw by Lee is right on the mark. 48-37, Lehman. Free throw here would give the Cavaliers their biggest margin of the night. It's short. Rebound poked up in the air, and Covington comes down with it. Wiggins on the board. Head to Miller. Oh, great feed. Bounce pass, low to the right. Parrott shot blocked. Taken away by Lehman. Long throw to Gilardi. 2 points for Lehman. Boy, you've got to love the way the Cavaliers are running the floor. It's a 13-point game. Covington is reeling. The Buccaneers are in trouble. 3:29 to go. 50-37 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This reminder following the conclusion of this game, we'll have a short wrap-up. We'll bring to you our Clancy Stars of the game and then go offline for several minutes before returning online with our game open before the start of game two between Jackson Center and Mississinewa Valley. Covington after the timeout misses a long three, but Seth Rowe gets the rebound and throws it away, and then Covington's Miller jacks up a triple from the left corner and buries it. 50-40, Lehman up 10.
Well, they got the rebound. He threw the ball to where the outlet man's supposed to be, but the outlet man had turned his back and taken off.
3 minutes left in the fourth. 50-40, Lehman dribbling Preston Rogers in the right corner. Hands off to Gilardi, and he's called for a turnover. Lehman Catholic is not home free yet. The 13-point lead shaved to 10 on the triple by Miller. Then the mistake by Lehman. And now Covington, to conserve time, rolls the ball down the floor to Yohe. Into the post it goes to Machino. Back to Yohe for a triple try. It is no good. Up in the air, off the rim. And look who soars to bring that ball down, Cameron Lee.
He does get up a little bit, doesn't he?
He got skied for that one. Four court right, Lehman. Rogers goes to Lee on the baseline. He's doubled. Heaves it back out on the arc. It's almost over and back. In fact, it is. Gilardi tried to save and couldn't. Well, head coach Tim Gleason of Lehman gets a timeout as the teams waste a couple possessions. 2:33 to go in the fourth. Lehman up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Call 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
But Chuck, as you noted earlier, Lehman now displays a trio of pretty good scorers in Rowe, Lee, and Preston Rogers.
Yeah, they're a three-headed basketball team offensively now for sure.
Covington's got 2.5 minutes to make up 10 points. Foul line, it goes on the play to Yohe. Yohe hands to Miller, off balance, 15-footer, strong, no good, and Lehman throws it away. Up the Cavaliers have come up empty on, I think, 4 straight possessions.
That's 10 turnovers here in the second half after only having 5 in the first half.
The lead is still 10 for Lehman. Cavaliers, though, could have put Covington away, have not. Over 2 to play in the fourth. Covington's got the ball on the arc. Now it's fed foul line to Farley. Deep left corner pass. Goes on the play to Parrott. Parrott hits a teammate, Miller. Foul line extended right. He sinks a 16-footer. 50-42. 5 straight points for Covington. Lehman's lead is 8. And Lehman gets another timeout. Minute 52 left. Cavaliers up by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And on Monday evenings in February at Frisch's in Troy, children eat free from 5 to 8 p.m.
We've got one more, don't we? One more Monday.
Yep. Under 2 to play in the fourth quarter. Lehman Catholic owns an 8-point lead over Covington, 50-42. About 2 minutes ago, it was 50-37. Lehman has turned it over 4 straight times. Covington's got 5 points in succession. And now Lehman puts it in the deep freeze. 5 fouls on Covington.
Traveled.
Here's a pass into the lane, but Lehman, a lot of congestion. Preston Rogers momentarily tied up, turned it over.
Well, you know, we were talking at the break, and Lehman has the ability to beat teams, but I think their guard play and the way they turn it over is a little, makes them a little suspect.
Here's a shot fake by Covington. Wow, what a drive. A scoop shot. Andrew Cates in off the bench, a 6-foot sophomore, made a nifty maneuver. He was covered up at the elbow and then put it on the deck. And he scorched a couple Lehman defenders, took it right to the cup. And then Lehman Catholic turns it over again under pressure. Covington down 6, a minute 17 to go. Top of the circle, Farley explodes into the lane, feeds a teammate low on the left, and Lehman might have fouled on the drive. It's common.
Yeah, they're begging for a shooting foul, but he threw a pass.
One minute, 13 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 50-44, Lehman leads. Cavaliers, though, have been empty on the scoreboard for nearly 3 minutes. Covington has shaved a 13-point deficit down to 6. Here's a baseline drive by Miller. Lost it, got it back. Feeds a teammate. Fadeaway shot by Parrott. No good. Rebounded by Lehman. That's a big miss by Covington. Here's Cameron Lee in backcourt. Over to Seth Rowe. His pass batted out of bounds by Covington. 50-44 in favor of Lehman. 56 seconds to go. Let's see if Covington wants to take a timeout.
He changed his mind.
Kennedy inbounding for Lehman. Gets it into Lee, right back to Kennedy. He looks for help. He's doubled, he's tripled, and fouled. Team foul six on Covington. It will be Lehman's ball out of bounds. That was still common. 51.5 left in the fourth. 50-44, Lehman in the lead over Covington. If Lehman hangs on, Cavaliers will provide a stiff challenge for Rushi in the 6 o'clock game on Tuesday. Lehman gets a timeout, and we'll keep it right here and run down our anchor underwriting sponsors for you, reminding you that once this game finishes, we'll bring to you our Clancy star of the game, and then sign off, go offline for several minutes, then return online with our pregame open before the start of the Jackson Center Mississinewa game, which should tip off tonight right around 7 o'clock. A lot of thanks here this evening to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, one of our longtime underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? 48 seconds to go. Lehman inbounding. Covington at 6 fouls. Commits a 7th. And Lehman will shoot the 1-and-1. Cameron Lee toes the strike.
2-for-5 right now from the free throw line.
Cameron's had some tough luck shooting the charity tosses. 1-and-1 here. Lehman has not salted this away yet. Free throw Cameron Lee is in.
That was a big one.
51-44. It's now a 3-possession game. Lehman was up to 13 with about 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Covington got it down to 6. Now it's back to 8 as Cameron Lee sinks both free throws. 52-44 Lehman. 45 seconds to go. Quickly down the floor, Covington. It's Miller to Wiggins. He spots up and lets it fly. No good off to the left. Rebound Cameron Lee. He throws it out of bounds. No, it's saved by Covington. Miller spotting up. He shoots the three. Might have been fouled. I think he was. Not called. Loose ball to Lehman. Lee up the floor. He's hooked and fouled. And he will get the 1-and-1. And the three-pointer by Miller was way off the mark. That's because he was walloped on the back of the arm. Covington bench not happy it wasn't called. 28.7 to go. Lehman scooted down the floor in a hurry. Cameron Lee was caught from behind. He's at the stripe with the 1-and-1, and he makes it. Three straight free throws by Cameron Lee.
I don't think Cameron had a lot of confidence in that one because he was moving after a lefty's hand.
Yeah, he was. 53-44, Lehman up 9. 28.7 to go. Second shot to Cameron Lee is airborne. In again. Four straight by Lee. He gives Lehman some breathing room. 54-44. Covington down the court in a hurry. 25 seconds to go. Here's a drive by Miller. It is off the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound to Wiggins. He missed a 15-footer. Lehman's got the board. A trap in backcourt. Cavaliers are in trouble. They might not get it up over the timeline. Stolen by Covington. Long three-pointer by Wiggins. Too hard. 6 seconds to go. Loose ball right corner. Out of bounds to Lehman, and that'll do it. 4 seconds remaining, and Lehman stays off Covington 54-44. Long pass Lehman down the floor to Lee. He catches, looks at the clock, and that's it. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers defeat the Covington Buccaneers 54-44. Very good second half by Lehman, which led with 3 at the halftime break, 24-21. Covington was up a point late in the second quarter by a score of 21-20. But then a good finish to the game by Lehman, which over the last 17 minutes of this contest outscored Covington to the tune of 34 to 23 to win it the 10, 54-44, as four straight free throws late in this game, but Cameron Lee led to the Lehman victory. Chuck, we'll take a quick break, then return with our Clancy's Award winners, and then go offline before the start of game two. 10-point win Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Welcome back to Pickwa's Garbery Gym as we close out game one, 10-point win for Lehman. Chuck, our Clancy's Award winners are.
Well, let me get the other stuff out of the way here. I'm trying to get the third game in. For Lehman, I went with Seth Rowe. He had 13. Cam Lee had 18, but I thought Rowe helped him set the pace early. I thought he did a terrific job. You could have gone with him. You could have gone with Rogers, too. All three of those young men had terrific games. On the other side, with Covington, going to go with Braden Miller. He had 13. He had three threes, two twos. So it's Miller and Rowe.
Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. You heard earlier this evening from the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Upcoming in about 10 minutes, it is Jackson Center against Mississinewa Valley in game two of the night here from Pickwa's Garbery Gym. We'll go offline several minutes and then return with our pregame before our second game of the night. Once again, final score, game one, Lehman Catholic 54 and Covington 44. For Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.